Full Service Radio is proudly supported and hosted by Simplecast, the easiest way for a podcast creator to publish and distribute audio on the internet. For more information, visit simplecast.com.
Full Service Radio.
Welcome back. It's your favorite twins, Ariam.
And Yod.
And you're tuned in to DeSoul Radio, powered by Full Service Radio. And we're broadcasting live from the Line Hotel, D.C.
That's right. Every Sunday here at 2 o'clock, your girls here talk all things music, culture, and everything under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's just us, and sometimes we have some guests, and today is one of those days. We've got Lauren Kingsbury in the building, a.k.a. Real Estate Baddie.
Hey, welcome to DeSoul Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us on this lovely Sunday. The Real Estate Baddie. We have a lot of questions for you, and I'm glad you've decided to share your Sunday afternoon with us.
Of course, I'm ready to answer.
First of all, how are you feeling?
I'm good. Just mind my voice. I have just recently got over a cold.
Hey, you're pushing through. You're pushing through.
Yeah, I would have never known. But it's good because you're going to be here to talk a lot. So we're excited to learn from you today.
So, I mean, we have so many questions, but let's just get right to it. What does a real estate baddie mean?
So a real estate baddie is someone who's interested in real estate, or if they're interested in home ownership, someone who wants to enter the real estate industry but doesn't really know how. Mm-hmm. That's how you become a real estate baddie. We also have real estate bosses for my men out there who are interested in real estate.
Right.
Gotta look out for the men too.
Right. So yeah, it's just becoming a part of the movement of introducing real estate for young adults and as well as to adults who don't really understand the real estate industry.
Right. So you are a licensed realtor, and yes, you became licensed when you were 18.
Yes. Yes, I did.
At 18?
Yeah.
I'm sure you hear it a lot, but that's very young.
How does one get inspired to get a license at 18? Like, how did this happen?
Well, first, I'll be very transparent with you guys. I was working at Six Flags. I made $7.25 an hour.
Okay.
And it's very brutal. So I went to the office. I would shadow my mom, and I would go there for lunch. They had free brunch and learns. I would just go for the food, for real.
Mm-hmm. And you said shadow your mom.
She's also a real estate agent. Okay. And she's been in real estate since 2003.
Okay.
So I've been exposed to it since I was younger, but I wasn't really interested in it. Then I went to a team meeting and I saw the top 10 agents, and I'm like, oh wait, they're making millions of dollars. Mom, how do I get into this? She's like, girl, get your license and then you can talk to me. So then I studied for my license. I couldn't get it because I was 17. Mm-hmm. So I had to study for it. And then when I was 18, I sat and got it. I was pressed.
I'm sure.
It was something that I really wanted to do because of that team meeting. The company culture was it. It was at Keller Williams Preferred Properties in Upper Marlboro. Mm-hmm. And I was just super excited to become a part of that real estate industry, the residential side of it. And that's what intrigued my interest, was that team meeting.
Yeah. What specifically during that meeting made you really decide, like, this is something I really want to go for? Because, you know, you could easily be in that space and be like, oh, this is interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. And then just kind of like leave it there.
What
particularly took place in that meeting that made you feel like, I want to go and commit to this?
Yeah, it was the atmosphere. So I just was surrounded by agents that supported each other. Mm-hmm. When someone made an accomplishment, they were recognized for it. I saw their numbers and how much ahead of the office was of the competition or the competitors within the neighborhood.
Right.
So within Prince George's County, the brokerage that I'm with, we're number one, and we're 182 million ahead of our competitors. So it's just like,
you saw the research.
I was like, okay, yeah, I need to be a part of this brokerage with these, you know, these supportive people. I was just so inspired by that company culture, and I was like, I want to be like that. And if I start now at 18, I know I can be able to encourage my peers or anybody that's surrounding me to become a part of this atmosphere as well.
Right. And I mean, luckily for you, like at 18, you did find interest in this type of work. But honestly speaking, a lot of people at 18 are not thinking that forward.
I get that a lot. Yeah.
So
do you feel like you have a responsibility, you know, as because you're now 21,
mm-hmm.
still very young.
Senior at Hampton U.
Yep.
Haven't even graduated yet.
Right. I have not. I graduated in the fall.
Ah,
so.
Hey.
Congrats. So, yeah, I do feel like I have a responsibility. However, teaching and educating has been my passion. So what I do as my responsibility, I have millennials moving out, Your Guide to More Money and More Freedom at my campus.
So wait, what is that exactly?
Okay, so it's where we spark the real estate conversation at college campuses. We connect the students with active real estate agents, active investors, active lenders, and we show them that it's possible at any age, you know, that they can get started within the real estate industry. And we show them the numbers behind it. So I show them how I get paid. I show them how much it costs me to be a real estate agent.
Right.
Or if they wanted to be an investor, how much that would cost them with loans and down payments and things like that. So as it being a passion, it really came naturally for me to start the HBCU tour. So of course I started at Hampton, where I go to school.
Right.
And where I'm going in the fall, I'm going to Morgan State University to talk to that.
So you're taking this
college
program
community
and moving around.
Yeah, so it'll be fun. I'm doing an HBCU tour to carry on my responsibility as well as my passion to educate college campuses about real estate, you know, starting at 18 years old and showing them that I did it and have, you know, and I'm still doing it. So
wow,
that's tight.
Yeah.
So what's a common concern that you get when you speak to these people? Because I'm pretty sure people follow up a lot of questions, and you probably are out here encouraging folks to start now because, mm-hmm. you know, the conversation about ownership and investing is like very, it's more and more normalized, yeah. at least within like younger and younger markets. But what's a common concern that you get with people that you're trying to make aware that it's possible to start? Because I'm sure people are like, well, this sounds great, but mm-hmm. what's the like, common but that you get?
Yeah, the common but is I'm too young and I shouldn't be I shouldn't enter it this early, or I don't really know about it. So, you know, I know the word real estate, but I don't think that me as an 18-year-old, I shouldn't do it. So I tell them, you know, how I cut off their butt. I say, I started off as an 18-year-old in an industry where the average age is 52 years old. Mm-hmm. I used it instead of, you know, it was a challenge to be the youngest in the office.
I'm sure.
But I used it as a use it as my being technologically advanced and technologically savvy. So I encourage my fellow agents to use social media, getting right. their profiles to 100%. And I was using that in, you know, in different ways so that I can gain mentorship with their expertise, as we call them, seasoned agents, or, you know, they've been there for a while, so they can teach me stuff as well as I can teach them about technology and things like that.
Right.
So as a younger agent or someone who's trying to become a homeowner as an 18-year-old, 19-year-old, 20-year-old, I would just say be confident with whatever choice you decide to make within this industry. And yeah, that's really how I.
So essentially you're bridging the gap
too
between generations, because obviously there are many things that you can learn from seasoned agents, mm-hmm. but you know, having them connect with the now, like getting them into social media and using that as a platform for your business and as a personal realtor profile.
Yeah.
So
what I find interesting,
that's really dope.
You mentioned that you used your age to an advantage, right? Like, you know, being a part of a generation where we're more technologically savvy and have more access to tools that maybe, you know, an older generation might not have. It kind of reminded me a little bit about Elaine Walteroth, and she just had an interview on The Breakfast Club when she was promoting her book, More Than Enough. And she was talking about, when she first really started getting into the world of editorial journalism, she was always the youngest person in the room. And it almost at times felt like a disadvantage to her because she wasn't respected once she revealed her age in the spaces that she was in. Has there ever been a time where you felt like your age put you in a similar situation? And how did you combat that?
Of course. So the main question I always get whenever I go on interviews or if I'm on a listing appointment, things like that, people ask me, do you own a home? And I'm like, well, what I'm doing currently is I'm in the process of getting my first investment property in the fall. So no, I don't own a home.
Okay.
Yeah. However, I'm open and I'm transparent about showing the journey to home ownership. So when I'm successful or when I have all these units and all these homes, I want to make sure that I showed everyone the journey to owning my house or owning my first investment property. So it's not just the successful part. However, it's the me going through the loan application process, credit reparation. So I'm making sure that I'm showing everybody and I'm being transparent with the process of owning a home and attaining a home. So that's how I combat that question of, do you own a home? Mm-hmm. And I just want to make sure I'm showing everyone the journey so that if you're 18, you see, okay, she's doing it, I'll do it with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. This is crazy. Do you believe that this guest is only 21 and she's talking about all of these valuable life?
What were we doing at 18 to 21, Ari? What were we doing?
At 21, I was not
thinking
that
about real estate.
Forward thinking. I was definitely probably just partying and saying I'll figure it out later definitely was my mindset.
Yes.
But it's so inspiring because, you know, the things that you are learning now, or at least you are teaching people, let me rephrase that, teaching and educating people about, is something that growing up I was thinking, oh, that's something I can handle when I'm 25. I'm not worried about that. You know, this is not something that is important to me in my life. Yeah. But I kind of wish I had like a mentor or someone that was closer to my age to talk to me about certain types of things like this, because I feel like there's that relatability. And I feel like you do a really good job of, you know, this is like my business, my brand, but you have a lot of peers getting educated about real estate. Yeah. But it's in like this organic way.
Whether they like it or not.
Right. And you do the social media balance really well. You know, you give them what you want, but you're also like feeding them information. And that's something that I wish we had growing up. Maybe I would be investing in a home or a property right now.
It's never too late. It's
right.
Never too late.
It's not late, but I'm saying, like, I think it's really inspiring. And it's still being shocked that I'm hearing this from someone that had started this at 18 who is only now 21. So, keep it up, girl. But, you know, speaking of the balance between, you know, or bridging the gap between two generations, I specifically want to talk about this cover that you made. And obviously everyone knows, or if you don't know, you're probably living under a rock, but City Girls has a song called Act Up. Mm-hmm. But our guest, Lauren, had actually created a cover. It's her own cover of the Act Up song, but she implements a lot of the tools that she educates through Real Estate Baddie, and we're going to play some of that on air. So here's her Act Up cover by Lauren Kingsbury. Mario.
Real estate baddie, yeah, you know we get that back. Summer market coming, so we got a bag back. 2019, we still in the industry. Did it once, did it twice, and you really can't compete. I'm a house backer, and I love to educate. If you're not about investing, then you kinda late. You show up to her house and you tryna run it up, but you ain't know she own it, so you better shut up. Going to the club tryna run up a check, but you can't tip the bottle, girl, cause you in debt. The whole goal is the bag, but you gotta stay patient cause it won't come fast. Ay, the real bag is a net worth. Ay, the real bag is a house hack. Ay, the real bag is an asset. What? Y'all ain't hear me yet. Rock up, now you gotta own it, huh? Rock up, now you gotta own it, huh? Rock up, now you gotta own it up. Saved on a DPN, now they wanna sit with DP on a track. And it's all about that paper down payment, money saving. Then you get the house later. I'm tryna let you know, you could watch your student loans get low if you got the right loan. If you get a lender, then you know how to spend her money right, now you got the right answer. The whole goal is the bag. I was younger, didn't ask, didn't know, now I'm mad. Neighborhood, buy it back, get their credit right, promise it to work, ayy. I'm just telling you, you heard it here first, ayy. 580, credit score, that's all you need, or more. Ayy, now what? You wrote an offer, it got accepted, you made a profit, and now your knowledge really shows, cause you really about to close, and you learned it from low. The whole goal is the bag, but you gotta stay patient cause it won't.
All right, guys, you guys are just listening to our special guest Lauren Kingsbury's Act Up cover, and obviously it's a banger, clearly, because the song is a banger. But because our guest is a real estate specialist, she was able to collaborate her knowledge of real estate on a banging track. And I feel like
Thank you.
An amazing job. Not because I've listened to this 5 times already, but I think you do a really good job of informing people. What was that process like writing this song?
What inspired you to write this?
Right. Okay. Let's step back. Let's unpack that. What made you decide I'm going to do an Act Up cover with real estate knowledge?
Yeah. So I was listening to the Act Up song. And I was like, I like this song, whatever. And I'm in the car, and my brother, he's a poet. He's like, when I'm in the car, I always get creative, and I always can write my poetry really good. So I get in the car, and I'm like, let me just turn the instrumental to a song that I really like on and try to rap to it. And I was like, Mom, I'm going to make a rap song. You're going to be in the music video, and this is how we're going to market ourselves. So it's going to be fun. An interactive way for students to learn about real estate.
Wait, let's go back for a second. You actually have to paint the image of this visual, because it's a whole story.
Yes. So I said, Mom, you're going to be in the beginning, and you're going to be writing in your journal, and you're going to say, I've been in real estate since 2003. What would I say to the younger me? She's like, okay, whatever. And I'm like, then it'll be me as your younger self teaching the community about real estate, or sparking the real estate conversation within her friend group. Like, who thinks about doing that?
So then you, Lauren looks just like her mom, so yeah. It's perfect.
They're like actual twins.
Yeah, so it's basically a dream that she's having. And then when she wakes, I wake her up, and she's like, wait, I just had a dream that you were me and I was... Never mind. And then we just start on our day. We have our real estate baddie daily activities and whatever. So yeah, I was in my car, and this is going into how I got inspired to write the song. I was in my car, and I was just like, I'm about to make a cover to ACT UP. And then I started thinking about, I wanted it to be contract to close. So thinking about going under contract, looking for a house, getting your credit right, the 580 credit score, and then talking about different loans. So the down payment, I put DP on the track. So it's down payment, you get that house later. Mm-hmm. And then you got the right loan. I'm talking about, you can watch your student loans get low. I'm talking about the Maryland Smart Buy program, where they'll pay up to $40,000 of your student loans, and if you pay the remaining closing costs. Mm. So this is just helpful ways for students to learn about different loan options, right, and your credit score, like the minimum credit score that FHA is looking for. So it helps spark the conversation when I play the song.
Right. Mm-hmm. And your friends are all in the video.
Yeah, those are my Hampton student friends. Some of them are graduates, some of them are still students.
Right.
What I will say, Lauren, is that RM and myself learned a lot from this cover.
I was like, what? 580 credit score?
Okay. That's all you need. Or more.
Yeah, okay.
So I found that to be obviously like very informative and easy to digest, because a lot of this, you know, for people who are outside of the world and don't have any real knowledge of it, it can almost be overwhelming. And you're bump that. I'll just put a hold on that. But then when you like, you know, create a song that's a cover of a very popular song, and then you're like writing lyrics that are definitely educational, it's like, hey, it's not so bad.
Yeah,
I can do this. So thank you, Lauren.
Of course.
Thank you. So what is one thing that I'm sure like there, that gap we were talking about earlier, that of between like, you know, people that don't know what they have access to and people that do, what's one thing, at least in the financial literacy perspective, do you find that a lot of young people don't know that they actually have access to now? Mm-hmm. Like, what's one common thing that you want to let folks know they can actually do?
I would say there's actually like two things. So the most common question that I get is like, do I need my real estate license to invest? And I'm like, no, you do not have to invest in your real estate license in order to invest in properties.
Right.
And then with the loan options, their credit score, literally the 580 credit score or 620. I'm like, hey, what's your credit score? They're like, oh, it's bad. I'm like, what is it? They're like, oh, it's a 680. I'm like, you could be approved for, you know,
you could be approved for
FHA, conventional. There's investor loan options. So those are the tips and advice that I would give out, is go to a lender, or first, you know, find an agent, go to a lender and see what your options are financially, assess your financial situation and see what you can afford, because most people don't know. They're assuming, hey, my credit score is bad, I can't afford it, instead of saying, hey, yeah, I went to a lender and they told me I have to fix this. It's better to prepare 6 to 12 months and when you're buying a property or getting your first investment property, so you can understand what you have to do for your, you know, financially for yourself.
Right. And I think a lot of people are scared.
Yeah, definitely. I want everyone to be able to have the conversation with themselves, with their families, and with lenders. They're out to help you. Mm-hmm. Especially you have an agent you can trust. They'll give you their preferred lender, and it'll be fine, you know, to talk about your financial situation. Like, you should not be scared of it.
Girl, it still amazes me that you're still a student. Aww. You're a current student. Thanks. How do you balance being a student and a realtor?
Yeah, so
it's not like a part-time job working in the school cafeteria. Yeah. Like, you're doing a whole bunch
of it. It definitely took some enhancement to my time management, and I started doing everything virtually. So when I first got my license at 18, I was going into my sophomore year. That was really crucial for me because I had asked my mom, like, how are we going to split up our work? How am I going to do, like, open houses? Will I have to go back to Maryland every weekend? She's like, no, you're going to do everything virtually. You're going to be my
virtual. Because your license is in Maryland.
My license is in Maryland. Right. So I did everything virtually. I scheduled appointments for her. I would speak to our clients, conduct open houses, but we would have our agent partners there. So it would be different ways that I could do things virtually. And I was a referral agent. So there were just different ways that I could leverage out my work, whether it be virtually or with my mom assisting me too.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like working with your mom?
Oh my gosh.
Because I love my mother, but I don't think we could work together in that capacity.
Of course. And I really wish everything was always peaches and cream and we could be the bomb best friend, best momager, all that good stuff. But it definitely took some time for the transition because I did take a semester off of school to be here full time as a full time realtor and help my mom and assist her with anything that she needed because I saw that she was getting an influx of business and that she needed help. Mm-hmm. So what I did, I took a semester off so that I could prepare to get my investment property in Hampton. And with my mom, we definitely had a month where we just butted heads, like a whole bunch, because we have very alpha dominant personalities. And I just had to fall back. And she's a Libra. I had to fall back. And I'm like, my mom is a seasoned agent. She has been in it since 2003. And I have to respect that she has experience, knowledge, and the due diligence that she can teach me everything that I need to know.
Right.
So I just had to kind of trust that, trust her, and of course trust God with all the plans that he has with my life.
Right.
And it worked out. Within that month, I was like, Lauren, chill out, take the back seat here and learn.
Like, so, literally, mommy knows best.
In this situation.
Seriously, she does. She knows what she's talking about.
Yeah. That's how that went.
So I got to talk to you.
Yeah.
You're still a millennial. So we got to talk about millennials, right?
Mm-hmm.
According to an article written by CNBC, nearly 23% of millennials already live with their mom, according to a new report in Zillow. An online real estate database company in 2005 said that 14% did so as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like there's like this... I mean, it's like when you're a millennial and then you graduate, right? There's that whole narrative that we create for ourselves. Like, when you graduate, you get a job, you move out. And then it could honestly be a very humbling experience to have to move back. But to see those numbers steadily increase year after year, it's crazy. So let's talk about millennials moving out and how that plays a role in this conversation.
Yeah. So are you talking about my event?
Yes.
Okay. So millennials moving out is helping students figure out the number aspect of it. Because it's cool to say, when I graduate, get my job, I want to move out. But then they don't know, like, where do I go to get pre-approved, or how do I find a home to buy? So that's where we start that conversation at college before you get there, because we don't want to, wait till you have to be in the home buying process for you to learn it. We want you to learn it before you get there so that you're already equipped with the tools, the knowledge to buy. So we're educating our buyers so that they're prepared once they go to buy. And we're preparing them about the 3.5% down for first-time home buyers. We're preparing them for 0% if you're a veteran. If you're entering into the military, you can get 0% down on a home. You can use that more than once. Then you can go 5% with conventional. So we're teaching them the ways that they can get into buying a home. And then once they get into it, we teach them about the monthly mortgage payments, their principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. So we call it PITI. And P-I-T-I. And principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. And we're just teaching them, breaking it down, showing them what they'll be paying. If, we give them a sample home price, sales price. And we're just introducing those numbers so it's not scary when they see it for the first, if they were to see it for the first time, if they didn't get educated about it while they were in college.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
So you do have these, in-person events, but you also have a YouTube channel, which I kind of see as like a business channel.
Yeah.
What topics do you think people can find if they wanted to just hop on YouTube and find you? What topics would you cover?
I cover real estate. So if you're thinking about investing or the home ownership process, even taxes, how to do your taxes as a college student.
First of all, how do you know these things? Like, when I was in college, I used to call my dad and be like, what is a W-2? Like, what are these things? Like,
I was just inclined, I don't know. Like, in high school, I did this tax internship with my friend's mom, and she taught me how to do my own taxes. And then when I got to college, I was like, oh, I can get this refund. I can do this. Mm-hmm. Like, I just knew about it. Mm-hmm. And then I realized my friends didn't know. And a W-2 is the easiest tax, like literally the easiest tax to file.
Right.
So, and it's for free on TurboTax. So that's why I was just like, let me just teach them how to do it.
Right.
And that was my best video. I got like 6,000 views on it.
Because
like,
taxes give people anxiety.
Yeah, I know.
It's a real thing.
So, yeah, it's high school.
Really? I mean, it had to be high school because everything is, you're still only 21. So it makes sense. But so yeah, you do taxes, you do, I saw recently you had something about the debt conversation.
Yeah, so I just wanted to kind of open that up with how people can restore their credit, having low credit utilization, and finding out different resources. I was basically handing off people who are interested in credit repairing services. I was handing them off to my lender and allowing them to assess their credit with my lender. Mm-hmm. So my lender would tell them like what different things they need to work on in order to get pre-approved for a home. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was like, okay, let's have the debt conversation. Mm-hmm. And then once we have it and they DM me, they're like, I want to know more. I just connect them with my lender so that they can get more information in detail about their financial situation.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I just have so many questions. I'm like, wait. So I definitely heard you briefly say that you're preparing yourself for your first investment property.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Congrats.
Thank you.
And when is this happening?
Yeah.
And like, let's talk about that.
Yeah. So when I made the decision to take a semester off at Hampton, because I was supposed to graduate spring 2019, mm-hmm. I was like, okay, when I come back here, I do not want to rent. Like, I don't want to spend money on rent every month because I'm about to graduate in a month. I'd rather have student rental income and have an income, have a property here that I could rent out to students mm-hmm. because I'm in a college town. And the properties out there are like 70,000 to 80, maybe to 100,000 mm-hmm. for a townhouse or a condo. And what I'm going to do out there, I'm going to be house hacking. I actually said that in my song. I'm going to be house hacking. So
what does house hacking mean?
House hacking is when you live in a property, you're an owner occupant. So you own the property as well as you occupy it.
Okay.
So then you can rent out the other rooms. You can maybe make the basement a room, you know, if there's a window and a door and a vent, but it'll qualify as a room. And sorry.
But, window and a door.
To qualify as a room, it has to have a window, a door and a vent within that room. So yeah, that's pretty much my goal for the fall, and that's happening when I go back to school, so that when I graduate I can have some type of passive income coming from that property in Hampton, Virginia.
So by the time you'll graduate, you'll have
a property.
Wow.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Wow. So graduation is near. So we already have the property down.
First of all, what is your major for people that don't know? What are you studying in school?
I'm a 5-year MBA major at Hampton University. Yeah. So it's business administration. It's heavily focused in accounting, but it's not like I don't have a concentration or anything.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
So your situation is a unique case.
Mm-hmm.
You actually have the opportunity to know what you're going to do when you graduate.
Yeah.
Do you have a plan for what you want to do? Because you are a business major, is mm-hmm. this something that you were going to continue doing post-grad?
Yeah.
Like full-time?
Yeah, definitely. Because like you said, I got a sneak peek into my adult life.
Mm-hmm.
So being out here since December, not taking a break, working, doing full-time real estate, I really got a taste of how it feels to be an adult. And to go back into the college life is definitely going to be a transition.
Right.
However, when I graduate, I plan on doing it full-time. Eventually getting away from the residential side, but going into being an investor
mm-hmm.
and then just, you know, rocking it out like that and being an investor full time. So
that
those are my plans. You know, they might change, but those are my plans for right now.
I mean, I could see that happening mm-hmm. just at the rate that you are already on in your
trajectory is like insane.
Thanks,
Lauren. Thank you so much for sharing like all of your knowledge with us.
And we are very proud of you, and you are very inspiring to our generation and generations to come.
Thank you.
And I want to say, keep doing what you're doing, keep educating, keep teaching, because these are valuable skills that we need to know. And you're doing great. We're so proud of you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us and sharing what Real Estate Baddie is all about.
Of course.
If people want to keep up with you, where can they find you?
On every platform, social media platform, Instagram, I'm Real Estate Baddie. On YouTube, I'm Real Estate Baddie. Twitter, Real Estate Baddie. Pinterest, Real Estate Baddie. And I have my website, which is realestatebaddie.com.
So nice. Oh, and you, it's all there. You have merch.
Oh, yeah. Right? My Real Estate Baddie hats. You can get those online. Free shipping for orders over $50. So, hey. Yeah.
I'm definitely going to rock one this summer.
Yes.
Yeah, we still got some heat. Mm-hmm. I might as well support.
Right.
And last question. When are we going to expect another single?
Because
It sounds like you have fire to drop.
Oh,
so
yeah,
we're ready.
I do. So my launch,
smile on her face.
Yeah, I'm pressed right now. My launch party is July 25th. So that's at the Harborside, I'll be performing The Real Bag. And I'll be releasing my next song about real estate. Yeah. And I actually made it for my little sisters. They're 14.
And they have someone to look up to.
So they can dance to it and all that good stuff.
And educate.
And they'll be singing about real estate. Like, they don't even know they're singing about real estate.
Right.
Whatever.
Well, we'll be on the lookout for your next single. Okay. Again, Lauren Kingsbury,
aka Real Estate Baddie,
on Disoul Radio. Guys, if you like what you heard, we'll be back same time, same place next week. You can also follow us at DEUXSOL on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Till next time. Peace.
Thanks for listening to this program on Full Service Radio, broadcasting and recording from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. Full Service Radio programming can be accessed live and archived on fullserviceradio.org. Our talk programming is available on most podcast apps like iTunes and Stitcher, and our DJ sets are available on mixcloud.com/fullserviceradio. Full Service Radio features over 30 weekly shows and over 50 local hosts covering every topic imaginable. If you want to be a guest or get involved, email us at info@fullserviceradio.org. Follow us on Twitter @FullServiceRDO, on Instagram and Facebook @FullServiceRadio. Thanks for listening.